Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim and Agodah Shel Pesach, the Avodas Halayla, based on the Torah of Moreinu Hagon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zichrono Livracha. In this Meimarim Agodah Shel Pesach, we are now on page Nun Beis. We have reached Halil Baruch Hashem B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez Hagalut Omer Arav. This shiur should be a special schus for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel Ben Esther, and for Rav Mordechai Ben Sarah, and for Rav Alexander Yisrael Ben Chaya Marta, and for Rav Yeshaya Mordechai Ezra Ben Rachel Dvar, Rav Yosef Ben Rav Moshe Chaim, and Rav Zev Chaim Ben Chaya Edel. They shall have Brios Hashleima. B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Omer Arav, Hagalut Hu Shoresh L'Kol HaChataim. ותכף עם היציאה מן הגלות משתחררים מהם והולכים ומתעלים למדרגות נשגבות עד אין קץ. אולם כשם שישנה גלות בפועל, כך ישנה גלות בכוח, והוא עצם מציאות האומות בעולם והאפשרות שישנה להם לשלוט על ישראל אם יחטאו. ואף אם משתחררים מן הגלות בפועל, עדיין ישנה אפשרות לחתור מצד הגלות בכוח. על כן לא ייתכן שחרור מלא, אלא כן משתחררים גם מן הגלות בכוח. Says the Rav, Galus is the root of all sins, and the moment we leave Galus, we are freed from them, and we go and we are elevated to sublime levels that are infinite. However, just like there is active Galus, so too there is potential galus, galus b'koach, the dormant galus. And that is the etzem reality, the very reality of the umos in the world, and the possibility that they have, the capacity that they have to enslave the Jewish people if they sin, if we sin. And even if we are freed from the practical galus, the galus b'foal, the actual galus, if there is still a possibility of galus, we are still in galus b'koach. And therefore the only way to be truly free is to be freed even from the galus b'koach, even from the potential for galus. B'tzeit Yisrael mimitzrayim, when the Jewish people left Egypt, we were freed from the galus b'foal. However, from the galus b'koach, the potential galus, we have not yet been freed, because there was room to be to suspect. Shama birotam melchama tirpena yideihem v'yashuvu mitzrayma. When we see a war, our hands are going to be weak, and we'll go back to Egypt. V'lo nigmar shichruram hamalei ad shebao liyam suf v'tavu hamitzrim. U'kishem she'elu lokim al hayam kach lokim otam shenesharu b'mitzrayim, says Rashi in Shmos Yedalet Chofei. So the Shichur was only complete when they came, as it says in the Yerushalmi, that the Gula was completed at the Yam. When they came to the Yam, and the Mitzrim drowned. And just like these drowned in the sea, so too those back in Mitzrayim also got smitten, as Rashi says in Shmos Yedalet Chofei. And then we were freed even from the Gula's Bekoch. Now they have no more capacity to enslave us. And therefore we were freed even from the potential of Gula's, because our masters have been smitten. ולכן, אם שחרורם מגלות מצרים, מקום שהיו שקועים בממתת שערי תומה, תכף ומיד נעשו עבדים להשם. הללו עבדי השם. As Chazal say, as the Pasuk says, הללו עבדי השם. Not הללו, הללו עבדי השם. That those who were servants of Hashem will praise Hashem. So when we left Egypt, when we were immersed in the 49 levels of Tumah, we became avadim for Hashem, avadim of Hashem, and we praise Him. V'italu l'madrega nizgava aliyot hamashal shel hakadosh baruch hu she'al yadam tiyeh efsharut להשיג איזה מושג בנמשל, הוא הקדוש ברוך הוא. we became the parable of Hashem, through which we can understand the Nimshal. We are the analogy, we can understand what we are being analogized to, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haita Yehuda likatsho, as we say in the Pasuk. Judah was for his holiness. Yisrael memshelotav. Mamshelotav. The Jewish people were his mashal. We were a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our job in this world. V'kasher higia liyam suf v'nishtachru shichru gamur malei az netiachadu liyot banim lamakom. And we got to the Yam Suf, and we were freed, a complete freedom. Then we were set aside to be sons of the Creator. Hamavir banav ben gizrei Yam Suf. We became his sons. He passed his sons through the split sea. V'zachu az liyot moshlim al ha-teva. And then we could rule then over nature. Shehu yehei nimshach achareihem v'lohem acharav. Nature will go after us and we won't go after nature. Shekein nidgala behem ha-madrega romima. Shehakadosh baruch hu kiro li-Yaakov kel. As the Gemara in Megillah says, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, based on the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kel, he called him a God, Kiviyachol. We became so close to Hashem, we became like the sons of Hashem, Kiviyachol. We ruled over nature, just like Hashem rules over nature. And therefore, Hayam Ra'av Vayanos, Hayardein Yisov Le'achol. The sea saw and it ran away. The Jordan went backwards. In front of who? Milfnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milfnei Elokai Yaakov. In front of who? In front of the God of Jacob, or Kiviyachol, the God that is Jacob. As the pasuk says, "Vayatzev lo, Vayatzev Shem Mizbeach v'yikra lo Kel Elokei Yisrael." This can be understood that Yaakov called out to God, the God of Israel. Or it could be Vayikra lo Kel, that God called Yaakov Kel. Who called him? Elokei Yisrael. So that's the Madrega Romema V'nisa that we reached, being so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the sea ran before, went away before us, before Elokei Yaakov. Lefnei Adon Chuli Aretz, the master who made the land, and Elokai, the God Jacob, Kiviyachol. Obviously, we believe, we know there's only one God, but we're so close to Him. We're called by His name. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kro LeYaakov Kel. Megillah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Look also in the Yalkut Bereishis, Remez Kuf Lamed Gimel. And therefore, the sea saw us. We ruled over Teva. That was the power that Hashem gave us. אנחנו ממשיכים בהגדה, we continue in Hallel, and then we say Bracha, and we say אשר גאלנו בגאלס עושינו מצרים הגענו ללילה הזה לכו בו מצו מורר so too הקדוש ברוך הוא יגיענו למודים לגורם אחרים etc. etc. שמחים בבניין עירך וסוסים בעבודתך ונוכל שם מן הזבוחים ומן הפסוחים. Some say, "Men apsachim and azvachim." As she yagi adam amalkir mizbachal aratzin, v'noy de'alachoshir chodesh al gula seinu ve'al pedus nafshenu, and we'll sing to you a new song. We'll thank you with a new song on our redemption and the redemption of our souls. Says Rabbeinu, "Begula atida yigalu aguf v'anefesh yachad." So gula seinu, our gula, the gula of our body, pedus nafshenu, the gula of our souls. That's also going to happen in the Gula Asida. Hein b'derech nes v'hein b'derech hateva. Hein laat laat v'hein b'chipazon. Both miraculously and naturally. Both little by little and speedily. Ha'nefesh b'nes u b'chipazon v'aguf b'teva v'laat laat. The soul is going to be instantaneous, miraculous, and the body is going to be natural, and little by little in stages. Since in Mitzrayim it was primarily the redemption of the soul, therefore the Gula was b'chibazon, ki b'chibazon yatzad me'eretz Mitzrayim dvarim tezayin gimel. Umitzad aguf nishar am Yisrael b'tzivyono agaluti, but mitzad aguf we remain in our galustic form. Lefached mikol davar v'lachshog lachzor al agalut, to be fair, afraid of everything, and to desire to return to the galus, as they say, b'midbar yadal adalit nitna rosh v'nashu b'mitzrayim, let's go back and return to Egypt. Lo kein hagiula atida, not so the future redemption. Hagiula achrona shein achrei agalut, the last final gula after which there will be no gullus. Gama guf muchach li gael, the body will also necessarily be redeemed. Lefichach hi mitnehelet laat laat. Kima kima! And therefore it's got to go little by little. Tzubislach tzubislach kima kima. Yerushalmi brachas perak aleph. And as it says in Isaiah in 52:12, ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu. You're not going to go out speedily. You're not going to run away. No, God's going before you, and the Lord of Israel is gathering you in. That's all talking about the body, but the soul, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's Miyashim, the famous Kasha. Are we going to go out fast or not fast? And one of the pasuk says, "Lo b'chipazon teilechun." And the other hand, the pasuk says in Malachi, "Peregimul pasuk aleph upitom yavol eichalo adon asher atem mevakshim umalach abrit asher atem chafritim." It's going to happen suddenly that the master is going to come to the sanctuary, the master that you're seeking out, and the angel of the covenant that you desire. So, which one is it? The answer is the body, little by little, and the soul, instantaneously. Every miracle is mitzad the soul, and everything in nature is mitzad, comes from the place of the body. Just like there's no nature in the soul, so too there's no spiritual miracle in the body. Two different realms: body, nature; soul, miracle. And if we see a miracle in the body, it's no longer a body. וזה מה שאנו רואים שהדרישה לטבעיות גופנית הולכת ומתפתחת הולך ואור. כל קנייני האומה מתבססים ומתקדמים, ולעומת זה סדרי עבודת הקודש קנייני הרוח אינם מתפתחים ומילה אינם הולכים ומתמעטים, לפי שגאולת הגוף תהיה בדרך טבע וגאולת הנפש תהיה בדרך נס. הטבע הוא בהדרגה והנס הוא פתאומי, וכאשר יגיע תור גאולת הנפש יתחיל לזרוח ולהבהיק אור גאולת הנשמה בפתאומיות, ואשא אתכם על כנפי נשרים ואביא אתכם אליי. שמות י"ט ד. That's what we see, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, talking in the 30s, 40s, 50s, that the demand for the body, for the physicality, is developing little by little. People are getting so much into the body, into diet, into exercise, into sports. And everything that the nation is acquiring is being established and based well, and it being advanced. So much gashmius in Eretz Yisrael. But what about the ruchnius? Back in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's time, it wasn't so developed. And even today, even people who are learning Torah sometimes are so involved in the physicality and their phones and their cars and their house and their food and so much food and so much gufnius. How many people are really immersed in the neshama? Baruch Hashem. A lot of lomdei Torah. But we live in a very gufani world. Even you go to Yerushalayim, to Bnei Brak, to the firmest places, you see so much consumerism, so many stores, and so many eateries, and so much food. And an emphasis on clothing, and other things, and the body. Because teva is little by little, we're building up the country, building towards the geula. But the soul, that's going to be something sudden, that everyone all of a sudden becomes completely transformed into a spiritual being. Like it happened in Mitzrayim, v'eses chem al kanfei nisharim. God took us out like on the wings of eagles and brought us to Him. בדרך נס מופלא ישובו בנים לאביהם שבשמיים בתשובה נפלאה באהבה גמורה. And so many people are so far away. I'm talking about the confirm people before. What about the secular people, Rachmana Litzlan, who are so far? It's going to be instantaneous. The people are going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tshuva neflaa b'ahava gemura. And we've seen since this was written, so many tens of thousands of people who've come closer to Hashem. Lechet achrei Hashem Elokehem ulidavek bo ka'ayel tarog al afikei mayim kenafshem tarog el Elokim. People returning to Hashem. וגם כל הרחוקים מהשם ומתורתו ישמו ויבואו לתת לו כתר מלוכה, like we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, ישמו רחוק ויבואו ויתנו לך כתר מלוכה. They're going to hear from afar and they're going to give you the crown of kingship. ומני כל הכנה וסידור בכל מקומות משוותיהם מקצה הארץ ועד קצה. Everyone's coming back from France, from the United States, from England, from South Africa, from everywhere, wherever Jews are, coming back to Hashem. Lashuv b'tshuva shleima u'muchletet. And then we're going to say shir chadash al geulateinu, on our physical geula, ve'al pedut nafshenu, and our spiritual geula as well, on the redemption of our souls. Then we continue in the Seder. The end of Magid, and we say Bore Priya Gofen. Rochza, we wash our hands. Motzi Matzah. Omer Rav, Lulei Achet Hanirgash Motza Pi Hashem B'chol Achila V'Achila. If not for the sin, we would feel the emergence of the mouth of God. The man can't live on bread alone. He lives on the word of God, which the Arizal says means the word of God in the food, in the bread. If not for the sin, we would feel like we would feel the ruchnius in the food. And only through sin the achila became a gushem. The achila became so physical, otherwise it was supposed to be spiritual achila. Ulam ha-matzah shmura mechimutz v'tosefet, but matzah that's been guarded from becoming chametz and from any additives, just the thing itself, atzmo shel davar, lo nifgema, wasn't blemished. And it's like before the sin. So this matzah is like before the sin. And the kedusha of the matzah is revealed in all of its splendor and glory. And it's elevated from lachma anya, ho lachma anya. This is the bread of affliction. To masetz mitzvah. To lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. As the Rav says in the Pisgah on ho lachma anya, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. As Omer Rav, that the matzahs mitzadecha zecher lachma'anya shayu b'mitzrim ma'achilim et Yisrael b'mitzrayim kedei shelo yisbu v'yu avadim mechudanim b'ra'av u'b'sheflut. Look at the Abu Draham and the Seder Agoda. They gave it to us. They gave us these crackers. That was our diet. We should be hungry. And therefore it's called Lechem Oni, Dvarim Tezayin Gimel. When we tzad sheni, we have Achilas Matzah, Shalo Hispik, B'tzegam Shalo Seinu Lahachmitz, because Chimutz is mitzad Shia Zman, and we became above time. We were sholeit al Zman, and Zman wasn't sholeit on us. It's beautiful. We also got Kiddush HaChodesh then, that we're in charge of time. Mitzad Zeh HaMatzah Yilechem Shonim Alav Dvarim Arbei. And therefore bread is something that we say a lot of things about it. That's the bread of Geula, Psachim Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. And therefore we say, Halachmanya diachalua va'atana be'arad mitzrayim. It's that hashata avde. As long as we're avadim, we weren't zoch to the madrega that's lamalam and azman, we can say that this is the lechem that we ate in Mitzrayim. But l'shana abena b'nei b'chorin, and then we'll be misalam me'al kol zman, and the kedusha of matz is going to be revealed. It's not going to be within the realm of time. And it's going to be called lechem oni, lechem shonu lav dvar maharbe, the two dinim of matz, the two aspects of matzah. We should know how elevated we are. We should be ruling over time. Matzah has two aspects. It goes from the lechem anya to being the lechem of geula, the shana bav and echorin. Okay, we have so much more to share. Siyata d'shmaya, so much. Baruch Hashem, so many thousands of Haggadahs. I don't think I'm exaggerating, thousands of Perushim and Haggadah. So much to learn. But of course, the Ikar is not the book. The Ikar is what's in our Nefesh. So we should be Zoche Bekarov, not only to Gula Seinu, but to Bedus Nafshenu. Amen v'amen. And hopefully we'll continue B'siyata D'Shmaya if we have the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means to continue being elevated by the Haggadah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.